Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who's had a paper route for 25 years but never collected, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. We got to change some of those, Conrad. I need some new lead-in lines. Getting sick of my own voice. No, that's Todd's voice, actually. I take that back. Todd could say anything, and I love it. welcome back to Nightlight. This is hour number two on this Thursday night edition. Great to have you with us on a What to Watch Thursday. Get those suggestions ready, folks. At 8:20, I'm going to read what everyone is going to watch this weekend, be it movies, TV. You got to make time for TV, folks. It's just a way of life. So we need to find Stacey Sue something to watch. Silent Jay says, hey, Pete. Hey, Silent Jay, good to have you with us, buddy. Tim Sowers is with us on the line from the Overture Center in Madison. And we were talking about shows that he's watching. We both agreed Hacks is really good. Tim, during the break, I was looking on your website. You have a picture of the Capitol Theater, an old picture.
Yeah.
It is so beautiful.
It is so beautiful.
I mean, how preserved is it inside? I'm sure it's been made over
time. Really preserved.
Really?
Yeah, it's beautiful. I mean, it was, what, 19, when was it built? 1928? Is that right?
I don't know. It just says that's where Duck Soup Cinema is. That's why I was.
I think it was 1928.
Okay. Oh, yeah, 1928. It does say that right
there. Yeah, there we go. Shoo.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, it was originally a 22,000 seat venue that they renovated down to the 1,100 seats, and then they built the whole Overture Center around it.
Oh my gosh.
And it's immaculate inside.
Really?
It's my favorite in the building. It's so.
That's so
you can
cool.
sit in the last row and you feel like you're sitting on the stage.
I love it. And that's where they do Duck Soup Cinema?
That's where they do Duck All right. Soup Cinema.
I'm road tripping. What else you been watching? You got Hacks. You like Hacks? I like Hacks.
I just started. I'm late to the game, but Ripley? Have you watched any of the Ripley?
I did. I liked it.
It's stunningly beautiful. I mean, he's another actor that can do no wrong, I think, too. He's so good. I'm loving that. And it just started the Jake Gyllenhaal show, Presumed Innocent.
I watched the first two.
Yeah, me too. He's another talented guy. You know, it's like he's done Broadway now a couple times.
Oh, really?
And when I saw him on Broadway, that's when I know when they can really act.
Yeah.
Because sometimes these movie TV stars go to Broadway and they can't get bigger than the TV screen, right? When the close-ups. But he is, and he can sing. He did a musical.
No kidding.
So I've been enjoying that, and tonight is the final episode of Top Chef Wisconsin.
That's right.
That was really fun to have. We had a couple episodes here in Madison. And
have you watched it? Did you watch the last episode?
Oh yeah, I watched the whole thing.
Okay,
I didn't watch the last one yet though.
Okay. Yeah, my wife has been watching that. I have not gotten into that yet, but I've heard people are loving it.
Yeah.
I liked the Ripley is like, and I said this to someone else recently on the show, Andrew Scott. He is his voice is like the perfect complement to the cinematography of that show.
I agree.
The shots are gorgeous. They're hypnotic. And his voice, I don't know if they alter it or if that, I mean, he's a phenomenal actor, but it's just perfect. It's a great match. It really is.
I think it's one of those shows though. I can't watch, like I need a few days between an episode.
Right. Yeah. It's pretty,
nothing I would really binge at all.
Right. And it kind of goes slow. It takes its time, which I don't mind. And then it picks up and it's pretty disturbing, you know, but people know the story, but it's pretty, what about, summer blockbusters, Tim? You got any of those on your radar?
No.
Okay.
What are some summer blockbusters?
Well, Bad Boys and Inside Out 2 are cleaning up at the box office.
I know Inside Out slow. Is doing it all. I'll watch that. I think that's smart little animated. The first one was charming and
right.
It's cleaning up because the box office. I went to see The Fall Guy.
Oh yeah, what'd you think of that?
That's the last movie I saw with Ryan Gosling, and nobody wanted to see that.
Yeah, I struggled through that one.
It didn't do well. Right. Did you see it?
I did. Yeah, and I just
did. You like it?
Not really. I was sort of.
Yeah, I was like, I wanted it to be something. I don't know. It just felt. I didn't feel they didn't have any chemistry.
Oh, that's interesting.
Ryan Gosling,
yeah.
Emily Blunt just didn't have it. Like, I was picturing it when I was watching it. Emma Stone in the role. Then it would have been sharper, and she's just. I don't know. I like her, but I didn't think together they had much going on. Just didn't quite make it.
Yeah, it was.
He's another person. I love him though too.
The right? Same. Yeah, same. I like both of them actually, but I agree with you.
Yeah.
And I didn't think that it was like either go full tongue in cheek or try to make it real, but don't keep tap dancing back and forth. It just did not work.
Right.
I didn't love it. I don't know.
Yeah, that's right. And then it was like the, what's her name? Hannah Washington, or isn't that right? Was her last name Washington? She from Ted Lasso, who was like the evil one in the movie.
Yeah.
I was like, did you have to give her that fake hair? Like the hair bothered me through the whole thing. And I was just like, it's so fake. Like, were they trying to, they should have done 80s spoofing, or when was that out? The 80s? Was it the 80s?
Yeah, like probably late 80s. Yeah.
Yeah. With Lee Majors. Right.
And that's a bad movie when you're fixating on hair or something like that. You're like, oh, come on. I can't get past this. It's terrible.
And I think Ryan Gosling has in every one of his movies, a contract that says slow fade up my almost naked body. And that's done tongue in cheek. Right? And so I was like, that's funny.
Sure.
Right. But I agree with you. It's not right.
Here's the other thing that drove me crazy, Tim. The karaoke. She's filming her first movie ever. That's a nightmare on movie sets. You don't really have time, but okay, maybe I could buy they took a break or half a day. She's singing that song from Against All Odds, and they cut to him like once doing a stunt. It was like, I'm like, what is this? Did she just write into her contract she wanted to sing something in the movie? It just made no sense.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense.
Crazy. Hey, Tim, thanks so much as always. This
was
fun.
Sure.
Thanks
always
for being with us. And one of these days I'll bump into you down at the Overture Center. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome, buddy. Have a good night. That's Tim Sowers from the Overture Center for the Arts in Madison. Check it out if you haven't. It is an absolutely gorgeous facility with lots of different spaces and lots going on, as you just heard. So I definitely want to do that Duck Soup Cinema. I love it. That sounds really fun. And I am going to, you know what, Conrad? Maybe I'll do a remote from Duck Soup Cinema. What do you think about that?
There we go.
Yeah, I'll just pop over. It's right across the street from Civic Media. Why not? So, all right. So we mentioned Donald Sutherland died. That was horrible. What's happening? The hell is that?
I have no idea.
Is that out on the streets? Is there a ship docking outside of WGBW?
You never know what you're going to hear.
Not really on the water. Some lunatic probably had his muffler done to sound like a ship's horn or something. Like, oh my gosh, that is insane. All right. I don't even know if people could hear that or not. But what to watch at 8:20? We got a few suggestions. We could use some more. Get in on the fun. What are you going to watch this weekend? Are you going to go to a blockbuster film? You going to stay home and binge watch something? This is your time to join in and let us know. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. And Mary Rose Eckberg will be along at 8:35 to discuss another really cool event in Madison called Make Music Madison. And she is the managing director of this amazing event that's been happening in Madison for like 11 years now. And it's tomorrow night. So we're going to talk to her about that shortly. Lots going on in Madison. There's like a ton of stuff to do down there. We'll do that in just a few minutes. But get your movie or TV suggestions in for What to Watch Thursday. All right. So I don't know what I want to do here because Jaws, maybe the biggest, or in many cases, what a lot of industry experts in show business or Hollywood, if you will, say that the film Jaws sort of changed the landscape in movies. Kind of the auteurs owned everything before that. But then Spielberg comes along with this summer blockbuster. It was a true summer blockbuster. And do you ever see the movie, Conrad?
Have you seen Jaws? Yeah.
Yeah. You've seen it years and years after it came out.
Yeah.
Does it what was it like for you? Did it hold up?
I don't know. I thought it was the story was okay. I thought a lot of it seemed really fake.
Yeah.
But it
like
was
that a
overall,
shark would target one family.
I think it was
you
a
think that's unbelievable.
Kind of like a, I don't know, fun kind of film in a way. I don't know.
Oh, we have to get the Rich Jenny bit. All right. Remind me to pull that Rich Jenny bit tomorrow. He does a great joke about the Jaws series.
I'll only do it if you call it a memo.
Oh, yes. Please take a memo to pull the Rich Jenny. But we have the music. Why don't we go out on the next break? Let's go out with some Jaws music to celebrate Jaws dropping on this day in 1975. And Jersey Boys opened today in 2014. I got a speeding ticket after seeing Jersey Boys. Because I love the music so much, I was literally doing like 65 and a 35 because I was singing Frankie Valli and I got pulled over and the cop let me go. It was fantastic. You ever get let go out of a ticket? It's like the greatest feeling in the world.
One time I had he's like, okay, I won't give you a ticket. You just have to call your mom and tell her what happened.
Oh boy. And what did Paula say?
She was not happy.
Okay. How old were you?
I was 16, just getting my permit license, you know?
Okay.
When you can only have like two people in the car or something right. like that. And I had a full car.
Oh, wow. So, and he didn't give you I would have done that just to teach you a lesson.
I call your mom. I'll tell her what happened here and make sure it doesn't happen again.
Oh my gosh.
And it didn't, I did not bring anyone besides like one person with me every time I drove.
All right. You learned your lesson. When I got pulled over, I was with my wife and a friend of ours, Mandy, and she was in the back seat. And I get pulled over and it's a cop and a cop training a cop. And I'm like, well, I have no chance here not to get, he's not going to go, here's how you let people out of a ticket. You know, I thought for sure I'm getting this ticket. And we sat there for like 20 minutes. I was so mad at myself. I had no ID on me and no proof of insurance in the car. And I thought this is going to cost me $12,000. Sure enough, he comes back and he's like, all right, sir, here's your court date. I am going to fine you for not having proof of insurance or something like that. It was like $5. They let me go.
Well, how about that?
Hey, there is a God. All right, so we'll read some suggestions for what to watch this weekend when we come back. And I have a great clip from Chinatown, Jack Nicholson and John Huston. It dropped on 1974 on this day, and it's a great scene. And here's some great music as we segue. Pete Schwabe, Nightlight, Civic Media Radio Network. Seen Boogie Nights. It's not everybody's cup of tea. It's about a former adult film actor based on a true story. But there is a scene to that piece, which is written by Lionel Richie, who it's his birthday today. That's why I played that. It's called Machine Gun, and John C. Reilly and Mark Wahlberg are dancing, disco dancing to that song. And it just, you got to Google it. Go to YouTube, type in Mark Wahlberg. Disco scene, Machine Gun from Boogie Nights with John C. Reilly. It just will make you happy. They're in the outfits from the 70s. It's just phenomenal. So Lionel Richie turned 75 today. So, all right, this is a What to Watch Thursday. This is the time in the show where you want to get your picks in, your suggestions, what you're going to watch, whatever it is you want to share, that's great. Because this is What to Watch Thursday. Text them in. We've got some good ones so far. We'll read them in a couple minutes. This is a great day for so much stuff is like out today. Like Jaws dropped in 1975. Jersey Boys in 2014. And Jersey Boys was not a great movie, but I like the story a lot and I love the music. Chinatown dropped in 1974 and the Blues Brothers in 1980. So maybe we'll get, we have more than one clip of Blues Brothers, right, Conrad? I think I pulled a few of them.
Just one.
Just one? Well,
yes.
I'll have to fix that. Tomorrow night, maybe we'll do Blues Brothers. But tonight, we have a clip from Chinatown. And I think this is kind of, this is Jack Nicholson and the legendary John Huston on this great clip from Chinatown where there is just an incredible twist in the story. And it's considered by many the greatest screenplay ever written by Robert Towne. It's a great screenplay and an equally as good movie. It's just phenomenal. And this is, I'm not going to say too much because if you see it, you see it. If you don't, you don't. But this is a great scene between two great actors from Chinatown.
I'm doing it.
Going to be a lot of irate citizens when they find out that they're paying for water that they're not going to get.
Oh, that's all taken care of. See, Mr. Gibbs, either you bring the water to L.A., or you bring L.A. to the water.
How are you going to do that?
By incorporating the valley into the city. Simple as that.
How much are you worth?
I have no idea. How much do you want?
No, I just want to know what you're worth. Over 10 million?
Oh, my, yes.
Why are you doing it? How much better can you eat? What can you buy that you can't already afford?
The future, Mr. Gitz. The future. Now, where's the girl? I want the only daughter I've got left. You found out Evelyn was lost to me a long time ago.
Who do you blame for that, her?
I don't blame myself. See, Mr. Gitz, most people never have to face the fact that at the right time and the right place, they're capable of anything.
And he did a pretty unspeakable thing in that film, and that's part of the big twist. The whole film was Robert Towne. He wrote the script, but I think it was his original idea. Saw an article in the LA Times about what happened with the water and how they got water to the valley and how the valley became livable, the San Fernando Valley. So this great film that won several Oscars and is regarded as one of the best films of all time came out of a newspaper article. I think that is so cool. You can get an idea anywhere, or a writer can find inspiration anywhere from a conversation, a newspaper article, an event that happened. Fascinates me. If you have not seen Chinatown, that might be something for you to watch this weekend. Jack Nicholson is at his best. And it's before he was Jack Nicholson, where he kind of knew how he sounded and his mannerisms. He was just a young actor. And he's probably 40, maybe not quite 40, but he was great. So I would recommend Chinatown for sure. Other than that, let's see what we got here. Conrad, did you ever weigh in on what you were going to watch this weekend?
Yeah, MILF Manor.
Okay.
No, actually, I'm going to watch If, that movie with...
the John Krasinski film.
Yes, John Krasinski.
Is that, can you stream that now?
Yes, it's actually available. Oh, nice. Well, you have to buy it.
Yeah.
It's not available on streaming. It's on Amazon to rent, and I'm just going to wolf out the money. Because
like
I really want to
see it. Come on, it's not so bad.
It looks like a really good movie. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
All right,
at the home theater.
At the Conrad Cinemaplex. So far from the show tonight, we've got our first guest, Tim Sowers, is going to watch the final episode of Top Chef. Conrad is going to watch If. I'm going to watch, this is bold. It's kind of nuts, and I'm going to sound like a maniac, but I think I can do it. Bad Boys, Inside Out 1 and 2, and I'm going to try to see Thelma this week. This weekend, I'm going to do 4 films.
Wow.
I don't think that's ever been done before in the history of cinema. So if I can pull this off, I hear a round of For He's a Jolly Good Fellow. My friend Jim says Hitman. No, I'm sorry. That's my friend Marv said Hitman. Jim is going to see Bad Boys again.
Oh.
Wow. Now I have to see it because some people are saying they like it, including critics. So I got to check it out.
If you come back saying it's the greatest movie you've seen.
Oh, man. And I'm totally back on the Will Smith train. No, I don't think that's going to happen. But you never know. What do I know? Jim from Appleton says, hi, Pete. Working this weekend, might be able to catch a Netflix movie or show. I don't know for sure what yet. I'm sure you will figure it out, Jim. And what have I been watching on Netflix? Oh, I watched Kill Bill again this week after my talk with Mike Schmidt. I watched both 1 and 2. Hitman, Jim, is on Netflix. That's good. Conrad and I both
very
saw
great.
That.
Yeah.
Rob Thomas was on last week. Loved Hitman. Very nice film.
How I Met Your Mother is on Netflix again, too, if you haven't seen that.
Great, binge funny sitcom. Yep. There you go. Jim also says, Heather Thomas and Lee Majors at least could act a connection with some chemistry. That's interesting. So Jim looks back at The Fall Guy, the show, more fondly than a lot of people are talking about The Fall Guy, the current movie that just probably left theaters. I don't remember much about the TV show. I would have to revisit it. Bad Boys Again. What am I missing? Oh, my friend Mike saw Inside Out 2 and recommends it. He says it's awesome. And Bridget says she's on a Brat Pack run after the documentary Bratz from Andrew McCarthy. So I still have not seen that. I should have asked Tim Sowers about that because that's the Outsiders part of the Brat Pack. We're part of the cast of that too. So suggestions.
I'm also going to watch Quantum Leap. I'm going to catch up on season 2.
The old show with Scott Bakula?
No, actually, I've seen the original.
Okay.
But there's actually a new one.
There is.
And it's loosely based on the actual
show.
If you haven't seen it, the first season's amazing.
Wow, nice. I didn't know that. What is that on?
That is CBS. What is it on? I believe
like
it's
Paramount?
It's on Hulu. Sorry, it's on Hulu.
Oh, Sherry also said she's going to watch, or she said, I'd love to see 6888 on Netflix, but she doesn't have Netflix. So that was another suggestion. I don't know that show. I'm going to have to Google it. Did you stick with Dark Matter?
I'm waiting for the whole season to come out and then watch it.
I thought I was watching the last episode last night because it was the 8th episode. There's 5 more. It's a 13-episode season.
So I'm going to be waiting for a little bit more.
You are. And you know what? I'm going to take a couple weeks off, too, and at least let a couple of them build up. So there you go. What to watch Thursday. You can still share your suggestions if you like, what you'll watch this weekend, and we will share it with the other listeners. It's an information exchange, people. Coming up next, Mary Rose Ekberg will be here to talk about Make Music Madison, a really fun event that you are not going to want to miss, and you're certainly not going to want to miss said talk about said event. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. I wonder what I would find if I met you. Let my eyes caress you until I meet the thought of Mrs. Princess who wants to wonder what makes her work. I guess I'll do that. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who appreciates a nice hot meal at a fair price, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. We are in the home stretch here on Nightlight tonight on this Thursday edition. Wherever you're listening in Wisconsin, since we are broadcasting statewide, I hope you're having a great night. And it's great to have you with us talking about movies and TV and music and all the fun things about life. Great way to wind down. We got another text, the 715 for what to watch Thursday. 715 Joe says, I plan to watch White Lotus season 2. Interesting.
Really good.
Is it season 2?
Oh, yeah.
Was it better than season 1?
No. Season 1's just so great because it's the staple of that show.
It's so weird.
It's so good. I love the weirdness of that show. And it just gets weirder in season 2.
And Sydney Sweeney was really funny in season 1. She played such a brat. And she was really good. And Steve Zahn was very funny. And the guy who played the hotel, everybody was funny. It was a good season. So that's a good one. I kind of forgot about White Lotus, and I have not watched season 2 yet. So that's a good one. Thank you, Joe. All right, joining us now on Nightlight is someone I'm very excited to talk to because she is here to talk about a really fun event in Madison this weekend, specifically tomorrow night, to help us ring in summer. It's called Make Music Madison, and she is the managing director of the event, Mary Rose Ekberg. Hi, Mary Rose.
Hi, thanks so much for having me on.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Do you go by Mary Rose or Mary or Phyllis? What should we call you?
Mary Rose is perfect.
All
thank
right.
you.
Very mm-hmm. cool. And are you related to Anita Ekberg?
I've got that question so many times in my life, but no, I'm not. I wish I could say I was.
You never know, right? I mean, you got to ask.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I could do a genealogical test and find out.
Yeah. I'm kind of scared to do those because
Yeah.
What if you find out you're related to someone who's terrible, right?
Yeah. That's true. That's a good point. We never know.
Better to let sleeping dogs lie.
Absolutely.
So happy summer solstice. You guys have a great way that you're going to celebrate tomorrow. Tell us a little bit about Make Music Madison, if you would, please.
Absolutely. So this is going to be our 12th year celebrating in Madison. It's part of an international holiday called Make Music Day that's celebrated all over the world. So we're one of over 2,000 cities who will be celebrating tomorrow. And we are one of the largest events outside of France in the world. So we have over 600 events scheduled for tomorrow. There's 23 chapters in the state of Wisconsin, though. So we're not alone in Wisconsin in celebrating Make Music Day tomorrow. We just happen to be one of the larger events.
Okay, so explain what that means. 600 locations around Madison.
628 events at over 200 different venues.
Okay, so explain what I love what the venues are. Explain what those are, though, to people who are listening.
Oh, yeah. So they can be anything from a boat to a balcony to a street corner, your favorite coffee shop. Really anywhere on Make Music Day. We encourage everybody to, you know, get creative and find unique ways to celebrate the importance of music to our community and to our lives.
So it's just people playing music in different...
People playing music.
What are some of the bigger, bigger venues?
So we have a lot of really big park venues, actually, on the day of. There's Warner Park in North Madison that has music from 11 to 8, I believe, and they draw a big crowd. They have a ton of bands. There's also Max Inc. Radio, a civic media radio, is going to be hosting at the Forum at the top of State Street, which is a really great site because there's a lot of people moving down State Street. So it's a great space. We have a Rennebaum Park on the west side and Penn Park in South Madison. All those events are really big. But everybody does it a little bit different. So there's a really awesome balcony over on Near East Madison called Bob and Nancy's Balcony that hosts, and they draw huge crowds and bring really amazing bands. So, yeah.
They bring bands to their house.
That is insane. Yeah. A lot of our venues are private property. People who are just hosting, they love music and they host in their front porch, their backyard, their driveway, their garage, if it's raining, wherever they can fit a musician.
I am going to steer clear because if I show up with my guitar, I think it would shut the whole thing down. I think this would be your last year. So I'm not going to do that because
thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't know. Everybody's welcome to play music on Make Music Day, though. We really like to push the boundaries of what music is.
There's no judgment.
No judgment.
All right. Yeah,
that's a very safe space.
How on earth do you even put something like this together? Like, this is just over 600 locations. I assume there has to be some sort of, I don't know, insurance or coordination or whatever. How do you do this from your standpoint?
Yeah, so we're very fortunate here in Madison because we have a great partnership with the city. So they really help support us. When Paul Soglin was mayor, he loved this idea. He helped make it happen. He got really excited by it. And so that's enabled us to really sort of streamline some of our practices. So we get permits for all the sites that require permits. So anything that is in a public park, a street closure, on a sidewalk, any space like that that requires a permit, we manage all of that. And by we, it's basically just me. But then we do also have insurance. A lot of our venues also have their own insurance because they're already venues, they're already businesses.
Okay.
But then a lot of what we do is really matchmaking. So we have a platform that allows anybody who wants to host to register and any musician who wants to play to register, and they can find one another. So much of what we do is really just help kind of find those matches and market what's going on in the community.
Such a neat, I mean, what a great way to bring people together and just celebrate community. And with all the things going on in the world, I mean, we need more stuff like this. I just think this is terrific.
It's a really beautiful event. And it is one of those things that brings us all together all over the world. I mean, over 2,000 cities celebrating on the same day everywhere. And it's all about, you know, the importance of music to our lives and how it makes us feel. And music is everywhere. So,
yeah. And is this a full-time job for you?
No, I wish. I have a day job. Yeah, I have a day job. So I do this nights and weekends, just trying to, I'm passionate about it. And I really love supporting musicians and highlighting all the talent that exists within our communities. And so I'm willing to, you know, sacrifice some hours of sleep to help make it happen.
So how did you find this, this outlet for you, this moonlighting gig or whatever you want to call it? Where did you come from to get there?
So I spent a little over 6 years working at Overture Center for the Arts in downtown Madison.
Oh.
And when I was there, I ran a lot of their educational programming, including International Festival, which is a big cultural festival that they host every year. Kids in the Rotunda, which is a free children's performance series. And On Stage, which is their student like pre-K through 12 program where students can come in and see live shows. So I started in the music industry and then was familiar with Make Music Madison because Overture actually is a host site for Make Music Madison. So when I left Overture, I ended up, I came on as an assistant to the previous director for a year and sort of learned the ropes. And then this is my third year running the program as the managing director.
Very nice. We just had Tim Sowers on. I don't know if you know Tim. He was on in the first hour. Yeah.
Oh yeah, Tim Sowers was my boss.
Oh,
this is a perfect
opportunity for you to air out the dirty laundry. You can do it here on Nightlight.
Oh no, no, I'm polite.
Okay, our guest here on Nightlight is the managing director of Make Music Madison, Mary Rose Ekberg, and this is a global festival. Really, it's called Make Music Day, right? And
Just, and it started in 1982 in Paris, France.
Oh my
so
gosh.
It's been going on for quite a while worldwide. And in Paris, there's over 1,500 events that happen.
That is crazy.
It's big.
So what would you tell people? Like, let's say I want to come to Make Music Madison and I see you. Where would I even start? It's kind of overwhelming to say, well, I could go to a big concert hall or I could go to Paul's house on his porch. I mean, where do you tell people to start?
So there's so many different strategies to this. I think we have a really wonderful website that automatically, every time an event gets listed, it automatically updates, which is great. And it has an interactive map and you can search by a ton of different things. If you only have, 1 hour available, you can search by the shows that are just happening then. Or if you want to search by a genre that you're really interested in. So I encourage people to plan some shows, but also assume that you're going to stumble upon something and want to spend a little bit of time because you might be moving between one space to another and you'll find a band just playing on a corner and they're awesome. Mm. They're super talented. You want to hang out and watch them. So I really encourage that. I love it when people use this day as a way to get to know the community better. So meet your neighbors, go to a neighborhood you've never been to, really get out and explore.
That's a great answer. Yeah, you just got to dig into it. It sounds like that's do you have a favorite spot in Madison to see music outside of this day?
That's a fun question. I'm actually a really big fan of High Noon Saloon. I think that it's the right size venue for me, and I like some of the smaller acts that they bring through there. Outside of Madison, I love going to the Shitty Bar, and I used to go at least 6 or 7 times a year. And it's just such a comfortable environment for music, and it's so unique because it's very intimate with the musician, and that's similarly kind of how on Make Music Day we really encourage musicians to have that intimate experience with the audience.
Oh, that's a great answer. Where is that?
Shitty Barn is in Spring Green.
Okay. Oh, wow.
It's a barn.
Worth a drive,
I guess.
Barn.
It's totally worth the drive. They bring in some amazing acts and they do, they have a food vendor that sets up outside and it's really fun. It's a great
experience. Okay. Mm-hmm. So do you have any wonderful words you want to say about Terry Barr, the woman who connected us?
Who's
a frequent guest on this show. She's on every Friday night with us and it's so much fun.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. She's amazing. I'm really lucky to have connected with her and with Rocker and with Aaron as well. A lot of people at Civic Media who've really been championing this event and trying to help us, explain what it is to audiences. Cause it is weird. We're not a traditional music festival. We say festival, people think there's a main stage. It's nothing like that. So having folks like Terry and Jimmy and Rocker who really just want to help us explain this and get people involved and invested is invaluable to our organization.
That's interesting you say that. You're right. It's not traditional, but it's so Madison. Like when I heard I'm like, okay. And I was surprised it was a worldwide thing because I could see something like this starting in Madison. Do you have a favorite Wisconsin band?
Kainalu, probably. I guess if I had to name one off the top of my head.
I don't know. Okay.
You can check out Kainalu. I like them a lot.
How do you spell that?
I always love seeing it's K-A-I-N-A-L-U. But I also really love seeing VO5 live anytime. I mean,
they're fun.
Complete blast. Yeah. So they're always fun. And our musician in residence right now, Sarah, she's amazing. She was on Max Inc. Her voice is just phenomenal. And anytime I hear her play, I love to do that.
VO5 used to play. I do a lot of work with the Wisconsin Film Festival. I represent PBS there, and their opening night parties were so fun because VO5 used to play them. And I was like, who are these crazy people? And they're so much fun.
Yeah. I'm hoping next year I can book them for one of the Make Music Madison stages because everybody loves them, and they bring out such a great sense of community. So yeah.
We'll see. Okay. So Mary Rose, I have one final question for you. We talk about movies and TV a lot on the show. What are you watching? Do you have something you can recommend? Have you seen any summer blockbusters?
Mm-hmm. Let's see. I saw Furiosa. It was not my favorite thing, but I did see it.
Okay.
I haven't been watching anything recently because I'm not even sleeping really very much. So I don't really get to spend a lot of time, diving into TV, but I'm actually looking forward to having a little bit of downtime in the next few weeks. And I'm a huge audiobook person, so I will prioritize my audiobooks.
Okay.
But I also, I really love watching any anything like fantasy based. So I'll probably catch up on the House of the Dragon because I'm behind on that.
Oh, so. Yeah. Nice. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Sounds like your schedule will open up a little bit. You can really dig in and do some serious binge watching. So that's fantastic. Yeah, hey, thank you so much for your time tonight. Good luck with the event. I appreciate you taking time. I know you're swamped, and I hope it crushes. Have fun.
Thank you. Yeah, my pleasure. Have a wonderful night.
You're welcome. Thanks. That's Mary Rose Ekberg. She's the managing director of Make Music Madison, happening tomorrow night in Madison, pretty much all over the city. We should have asked her for a website, Conrad.
Yeah.
Well, I looked at the website earlier. Just Google Make Music Madison.
I'll have a website when we come back.
Okay, perfect. Check it out. It sounds like a blast. And sometimes you could just tell people are in the zone because she was like all about business. You could tell she's extremely busy. So that was a lot of fun. I hope you guys get to check that out. Tomorrow, we'll be back to wrap things up on Nightlight coming up next.
I was sitting in a crummy movie with my hands on my chin. Oh, the violence that occurred seemed like we never win.
That's Brian Wilson. Let that play a little bit, Conrad.
Love and mercy, that's what you need tonight.
That's a great song. It's called Love and Mercy, and it's sort of a kind of flew under the radar much later in his career. Fire up that other one and come in a little later to Get You Back. This is a great song too by Brian Wilson. Again, later in his career, probably mid to late 80s, but such a great tune about lost love. Let's hear a few minutes of that. Yeah. Oh, such a great song. It's like, it's not like what every song is about. There's something great about songs that are about getting someone back, like an ex-girlfriend or boyfriend, just looking back. Do you have someone like that, Conrad? Is there like a girl from high school that you, I know you're kind of close to high school. I don't expect you to get too personal, but like.
Well, this exact person.
Sherry, if you're listening. No, I think those are great songs. Like The Boys of Summer by Don Henley is like that too. Just trying to recapture. Like, it's sort of like you don't know how cool life is when you don't have really any responsibilities except having a girlfriend and hanging out or having a boyfriend and going to the beach. Like, love the Boys of Summer too. And that song kind of came out of nowhere. That was Brian Wilson. I guess technically it's a Beach Boys song. For a while, I thought maybe it was just Brian Wilson. But anyway, Brian Wilson turns like 83 today. guy's had his issues, but you know what? Now I'm just panicking. Did he pass away? No, he's still alive. Okay. I think he had a health scare recently. And I'm sitting here going, wow, wait a minute. Sometimes you hear a celebrity passed away and you're like, I thought he was dead for 10 years. Honestly, sometimes you just, I'm like, oh, he was still alive. Oh, I didn't know that. Anyway, Brian Wilson, 82 today, musical genius, founder of the Beach Boys. Happy birthday, Brian Wilson. Let's try to get him on the show, Conrad. You think we could do that?
Yeah, I think I could.
Make a few phone calls. text line, Bridget texts in from the 818, says Brat Pack movies and Criminal Minds. That is the second Brat Pack movies. And Criminal Minds is back. That's right. You know what? I have a thought about Criminal Minds, too, because I watched the first three episodes. And at the end of last season, Joe Mantegna's character was trapped. A serial killer had him trapped. He was outsmarted by a serial killer, trapped in a box under the ground or something like that. They rescued him. And now they're like two shows into the new season. And two of the characters are already in jeopardy. I hate shows where the criminals go after the cops. I just don't think that ever happens in real life. But now two characters already, their lives are in danger. And I guess that's what shows just run out of storylines. Now we're out of ideas. Put him in jeopardy. We'll see what happens. It's like boring. So I don't even know if I'm going to stick with it. It is a gruesome show. Do you watch Criminal Minds, Conrad?
I've never seen an episode. It's
for a network show. And I don't think it is anymore because they drop F-bombs. It has to be like some kind of cable show now or something. But it started on the network, and I cannot believe what they got away with in terms of graphic gore and violence. It was just awful. And it still is. I've seen movies that were gory, and they're not as bad as an episode of Criminal Minds. All right, I've wanted to play this clip for a while. So let's close the show with this, Conrad. I think you know the clip I'm talking about. Say it along with me.
The Blues Brothers.
No, I was testing you. No, you don't know. We've got tons of clips at the ready. So one of my favorite shows of all time is The Wire. And it's oftentimes talked about as the greatest TV show ever. A lot of people have said that. I mean, you can never find a consensus on something like that, but I would have no problem if someone said this is the best show. David Simon, a Baltimore reporter, was the creator, and it deals with politics and cops in Baltimore, a cash-strapped city. And there's a character called, I'm totally spacing out now. I have to look this up because I can't play the clip until we... Omar. Omar robs drug dealers, and he's a total badass, and he walks through the alleys with a shotgun, and he whistles. And when people hear whistling from the dark, they know Omar is coming, and he sends drug dealers fleeing. And he is one cool customer. So let's play that. This is a courtroom scene where he goes head-to-head and matches wits with a lawyer.
How many times have you been arrested as an adult, Mr. Little?
Sure, I've lost count. No, don't have to take it personal.
Possession of a handgun, possessing a concealed weapon, assault by pointing, robbery, deadly weapon, possession of a handgun again, followed by violation of parole on weapon charges, followed by one count of attempted murder and use of a handgun in commission of a felony.
That wasn't no attempt murder.
What was it, Mr. Little?
I shot the boy Mike in his hind paws, that all. Fixed it so he couldn't sit right.
Why'd you shoot Mike in his hind parts, Mr. Little?
Let's say we had a disagreement.
A disagreement over?
Well, you see, Mike thought he should keep that cocaine he was slinging and the money he was making from slinging it. I thought otherwise.
So you rob drug dealers? This is what you do?
Yes, sir.
You walk the streets of Baltimore with a gun, taking what you want when you want it, willing to use violence when your demands aren't met. This is who you are. Why should we believe your testimony then? Why believe anything you say?
That's up to y'all, really.
You say you aren't here testifying against the defendant because of any deal you made with police.
True that.
That you're here because you want to tell the truth about what happened to Mr. Gant in that housing project parking lot.
Yep.
When in fact you are exactly the kind of person who would, if you felt you needed to, shoot a man down on a housing project parking lot and then lie to the police about it, would you not?
And look, I ain't never put my gun on no citizen.
You are amoral, are you not? You are feeding off the violence and the despair of the drug trade. You're stealing from those who themselves are stealing the lifeblood from our city. You are a parasite who leeches off
just like you,
the culture
man.
Of drugs. Excuse me?
What? All right.
I got
good.
The shotgun.
Just like you, that's Michael Kenneth Williams. He passed away, unfortunately, in 2021. The show also starred Idris Elba. Great show tonight. Thanks for being with me. We'll be back tomorrow with more Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Good night, Wisconsin.